Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that's because of Melania in their
fight. Oh, right, yeah.
She goes God mode, and the only thing that beats off her brother... Well, you guys got me.
What are you doing, Scarlet Rot?
I mean, the only way that she can like stop her brother from continuing is
beat him off.
Hello and welcome to the podcast that destroys all through chaos and burning.
So hot.
Wait, we're the hottest podcast, fake lore podcast on the internet. My name's James Miller, and who else is here today?
I'm Ethan. If you joined Patreon this past week, I apologize. We're recording 2 weeks early.
Yeah.
So if you were joined expecting us to read your name on air, we can't. But thanks to so-and-so, and also to what's-her-face.
Yeah.
And also,
we appreciate the support.
Ugly one.
It was September 25th, and I was looking, and we might, the next time we record might be October 17th. So this could be a little break.
This is officially Spooktober, right? We're officially getting spooky here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we are rolling it. Anyway, my name's Peter O'Donnell. I'll think of something spooky at some point. But yeah. Big thanks to all the patrons who would normally have subscribed moments after we record, because that's when you guys seem to do it. We always get the Gmail notifications when we're done recording on a Monday. So tomorrow, I thank you for your money.
Yep. Peter O'Donnell Boo.
Yes.
Yep.
Worse than how they spelled it in the credits for Pinocchio.
We're getting a couple episodes ready. So we did do the Thief episode and now the Frenzy Flame episode. And then probably we're going to put live the live episode mailbag from a little while ago somewhere in there. Or we might be back with another episode. Who knows? We don't plan that well. But anyways.
Who knows? We're planning well enough to record in advance. And it's going to be 2 weeks before anybody hears this.
Yep. Yeah. See, like, outwardly, I say it was to be ready for Ethan and his family changes. But inwardly, I say it is ready for World of Warcraft, which comes out tomorrow.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it's like Pete went out last night, so he might be too hungover to write an episode.
Oh, no.
It could be all three.
Yep.
Choose your own, listener.
Addiction, starting a family, whatever it is, doesn't matter.
I'm addicted to knocking up my wife. The other room could probably hear me.
It's crippling. It's much worse than alcoholism.
They don't got methadone for knocking up my wife.
I mean, birth control, maybe? I don't know.
No, I don't believe in that. I'm Catholic.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Pulling out is the methadone of knocking up my wife. All right, well.
Pete, what are we talking about?
Pete, what art ideas are you writing down right now?
Nothing. I know what you and Ariane look like. Doesn't matter.
Some slash fic going on here.
Yeah.
So we've had a few Elden Ring episodes. The first one that we had is our most well-received episode of all time. It has like double the downloads of the next one on our list. So figured you folks like this stuff, so might as well keep bringing it to you.
Who requested more Elden Ring?
Yep. Oh my, I didn't look it up. That would have been Sketchy Jesus.
Sketchy is always angling for more Elden Ring for sure.
Yeah, I'll just write Elden Ring in the search bar now and we will see.
G-Jerk, Nationwide. Yeah. Nathan White is on your side.
Yeah.
Daydreamer Nick.
Oh, G-Jerk wrote into us, by the way, that said the pronounced pronunciation is G.I. Jerk, which is what his mom called him when he shipped off.
G.I.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
We got Floeyken, Last Peekaboo. There's a ton.
Moose. Yeah, it's one of the biggest ones that we've ever... Do you guys remember what we've talked about so far? We had a few episodes.
Yeah, we talked about the Scarlet Rot. We talked about the Outer Gods. We talked about America and the Elden Ring itself, didn't we?
Yeah. So
we talked about Radahn and the other half of Radahn.
Moonchick.
Yeah, we talked about the Moonchick. We talked about the trees. Now they're made of grace and stuff.
Bird trees, that's right. Yeah, our very first episode was just a breakdown on the family tree and how the lands between came to be as they were, because it wasn't always America who was in charge of things.
Right, yeah. And how there's like 30 people with 75 different names, but all for the same reason.
That's right. Yeah. Luckily, we don't have to dive too much into the family tree today. Otherwise, I'd say bring it up on your phone or something. We also did Rani and Renala. So that was the Moon People episode.
Right.
Yeah. We did Melania and Mikella, which are the twins who are both Empyreans.
Right.
And we did, followed Mikella when he kind of got dragged to the underworld with Moog, the god of blood, and a whole bunch of bad stuff happened to him. And then there was Melania, who got the Scarlet Rot and had to kind of keep that within her while also going god mode a couple times.
Right.
Yeah. Something that we've kind of teased on, especially in the Mikella episode, is the Frenzied Flame. And that's what we're talking about today, is the Frenzied Flame.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Flames.
Yep. That's, how did you know that's their slogan? That's great. Reading
they have
mind.
I would love that. I would love to just like every morning have a cereal block that just has like a screaming, burning eye on it when you're just like reading the ingredients because you're bored before school.
Yeah.
It's all corn, but yeah, every morning you want to read it.
Yeah. It's like Fire-Eos, like Cheerios. They're just like those little burning things of fire. You pour the milk in and it instantly just boils off into powder. Like
the chaos of Cheerios will consume the lands between.
Yep. Frenzied Flame, whole thing is about let's burn it all down and start anew kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's their main motivation, but their origin remains a mystery. It's believed that they came from a single god, so that some of these outer gods may have been merged in like the way before.
Can I pump the brakes here? What is the Frenzied Flame?
The Frenzied Flame, much of the Frenzied Flame's origin remains a mystery, but it's believed that they came from a single god combined.
You're saying they. Are they like a character or
it's
are
an
they
outer?
Like,
they're an outer god.
But they're an outer god who came from an outer god.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Frenzied Flame, from my understanding of some of the other like stuff I've seen, is the Frenzied Flame is the manifestation of some kind of outer god, because the outer gods don't seem to ever become people, right? Like, the Scarlet Rot is like a lake of this pink sludge, and that's an outer god. And
yeah, that's why I asked, because I thought it was the same as the Scarlet Rot, and then you were saying they, so I was like, wait, are we talking about a character, or like a... I know, like, the Scarlet Rot seems to have some intent as well, so I'm trying to get a beat on that, because I know Pete's watch knows a bit about this stuff in Elden Ring, but I still have watched like essentially zero Elden Ring.
So right now we're doing like this vague overview. Then we're going to talk about each one of the outer gods. Then we're going to super get into the details about the Frenzied Flame kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So like the Greater Will uses the two fingers as an extension of its will. Like the two finger guides you to become the Elden Lord. The Frenzied Flame has three fingers on their side.
Yeah.
And they're...
You're just always one up it, eh?
Yeah. You can kind of see in the pictures that I sent you see the two fingers. That's what you see in like the hub world where you can go like get your sword sharpened and whatnot. And then the three fingers is an actual boss underneath the sewers of Laendell.
I feel like there's like a kind of like a saucy massage parlor that's called like the two fingers where you can go get your sword sharpened around these
things, isn't it? Like maybe
the Frenzied Flame really did one up two fingers, because like clearly it's deliberate, clearly it's intentional, you know, and clearly they're kind of like giving the finger to two fingers, but like it really works because they have a middle finger now. Two fingers doesn't have the middle finger.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Imagine being a disembodied hand and you can't even flip somebody the bird. Like three fingers really figured this out, where they're like, well, we need a middle finger here to denote know?
One of the theories...
All you can do is declare victory in World War II and then do the little twiddly thing, basically.
Yeah. Or you quotations.
Could say, I am not a crook. You could say, I'm not a crook. You do air quotes. Yeah.
You could sexily smoke if you were cloaked in darkness. It's just of all the days on all the nights, these two fingers walk into my detective agency and it's just like, femme fatale, big hairy hand.
Two fingers is like, I bet you'll be the next Elden Lord, but then crosses its fingers. You're like, hey, yeah. I saw that.
I saw that. Yeah. Behind its own back, yeah.
So one of the theories, which is why I said it's a single god combined with that they may have come from a single god beforehand, the Greater Will and the Frenzied Flame, is that two fingers plus three fingers makes a whole hand.
Yeah. Oh,
wait, hold on. Let me count this in. Okay, we got one, we got two. Does the thumb count?
Yeah,
Yes, I think it does. Yeah.
When I'm doing this? Okay. Then we got one, we got two, three, four, five. There. You're right.
If you look at the picture too, three fingers looks like thumb, middle, pinky. And two fingers looks like it could be pointer ring finger. And they kind of would fit together crisscross, you know?
I'm flashing gang signs on camera, by the way.
You're saying the two fingers were peeled off from in here, whereas I kind of thought it would have been ring finger and pinky would be the two fingers.
And you see that spread? Do you see that spread that three fingers has in that
picture?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, now that you're doing it with your actual hand on camera, sorry for the listeners, now I see. Yeah. Okay. Listeners, while you're on the bus right now, or whatever you're doing, working, I'm sure it's safe. Just curl down your index finger and your ring finger, and you can see the little tri-point hand you've got here. I get it.
Yeah.
Just one of our listeners driving a forklift in a warehouse, listening to our podcast, one earbud in an ear, just staring at their hands while they drive a forklift into a row of pallets.
Yeah, well, exactly what the Frenzy Flame wanted is just chaos and destruction.
Of course. Exactly. Knock over 1,000 DVDs. You're like, no.
Yeah.
So Frenzied Flame is very much the opposite of the Greater Will in a lot of ways, which we'll dive into a little bit. But first, let's go for a quick overview of all the Outer Gods.
Three is the opposite of two, yeah.
Yeah. Because the list has gotten longer. We've pulled up this exact page in another, when we were talking about Moog and the Formless Mother and the Seal of Blood. And there's only four Outer Gods back then, but they've added new ones. So we can start talking about all of them.
We have a New Testament for
We got new ancient evils, baby.
Yep. So we got the Frenzied Flame. You're looking for that, you're in the right place. We'll get to it. All about chaos and destruction and burning everything so it becomes uniform and starts anew from the ashes. It's chaos to create uniformity. Just complete destruction, it spouting up everywhere, but the end result would just be the flattest plane with all ashes, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like speeding up entropy in a sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that is very even. Yeah.
Yeah. Frenzied Flame, also pretty much known as the bad ending. It's the only ending that supersedes all other endings. If you've taken the Frenzied Flame within yourself, which I'll explain how to do in a bit, and you go to the end of the game, you will get the Frenzied Flame ending, and it'll overwrite even if you helped out Ranny or any of that other stuff. So.
Yeah.
It burns the hottest for sure.
It's also because, of course, Elden Ring is the FromSoft greatest hits. It is very clearly the Dark Souls ending, because Dark Souls is entirely about fire, resetting the world. Yeah.
The Formless Mother. So this is Moog underground. We talked a bit about in the previous episode. Loves sacrifice and bleeding and to give power. And Moog wasn't... an Empyrean, which means born of one god, but Mikella was. So Moog, knowing that he couldn't take on an outer god, you can't be a vessel for an outer god unless you only have one god, mommy and daddy, that are often the same one. Then you can't... So the Formless Mother, Moog's plan was to juice up Mikella in his cocoon and make him the new... What would you call it when you take on the sealed god of Scarlet? The vessel of the Formless Mother. Yeah. And then Moog would be his his prince.
I'll still
be number two.
Because we do talk about it a lot in the family tree, but Moog is a deformed goat man. They're called omens, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is a meme. We were talking about what is true and what is memes because I'm a little too offline. He wants to fuck his brother, right? That's the thing. He's really attracted to Mikella.
He does. There is
There is... not, no. So yeah, okay, good.
No, he didn't. I don't think he like wants to fuck him, but like in one way to try to appease the formless mother, he did do something sexually with Mikaela. It's not said what, but
taking your brother into like a cocoon made of outer god material is a lot like bringing a woman out onto a boat. You know, there's just the implication.
Yeah,
what's Mikaela gonna do? Say no? He's in a cocoon.
Yeah.
He's in a cocoon in your blood laboratory.
All he said there, he's just gonna appear dead at some point and wash up on the boat.
Yeah. All he said in the entire game, Mikaela, is he put a hand out of a cocoon and then his like hand went limp, which I think was pretty much saying, I want my brother to do what he wants. Yeah. Like yeah, he's beckoning him over with the limp hand, right?
You. Exactly.
Yeah, like holding a little handkerchief.
There's the sealed god of Scarlet Rot. Melania takes on the sealed god of Scarlet Rot. So she ends up like losing an arm and a bunch of stuff to this Scarlet Rot, but she also does flourish into a flower in her times of most need and just completely go full god mode, like made all of the place where you meet Radahn is like a barren desert of Scarlet Rot. And that's because of Melania in their fight.
Oh, right, yeah.
She goes god mode, and the only thing that beats off her brother... Oh, beats... wait, how do I... Well, you guys got me...
Oh, what are you doing, what did I write Scarlet this? Rot?
I mean, the only way that she can, like, stop her brother from continuing is...
Beat him off.
Is to blow up into a big flower. She basically nukes herself.
The only thing she can do to beat him off is to blow him.
That's right.
Got him.
And then for the third and final time, she goes full god mode. That's against you when you fight her. Which, if you want to hear more about that, check out the Melania and Mikaela episode.
Right.
The Greater Will, if you check our first Elden Ring lore app, the Greater Will is the one who sent the Elden Ring down in the first place. Gives grace to the land, which allows the growth of these Erd trees, of these checkpoints, of those little glittery paths that lead you to the next place to become the Elden Lord. Greater Will. That's probably the one you'd know the most if you just played the game and didn't read any of the lore. Cause...
I had to pull up the clip because I knew it had like a power metal ballad name. The nuked area where you fight Radahn are the Wailing Dunes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you get like this crazy.
You wouldn't think you'd find many whales in the desert, though, right?
Magic, you know.
Yeah, you get a
whalers on the moon.
We carry a harpoon.
Yeah, it would be the cutscene that you get for Radahn is like pretty gnarly. Like you see him completely infected with the Scarlet Rot, kind of like limping his way across the desert. He's not on his tiny horse at that moment, and he's eating the flesh of his enemies and friends alike. Pretty gnarly.
He's snacky.
Yeah.
There's the Dark Moon, the stars, and the Primeval Current. We touched this on Rani and Rinala, but to be honest, I didn't even fully get the full weight of the Dark Moon, the stars, and the Primeval Current. That's where lunar magic comes from. That's where gravity magic comes from. That's where most of the magic in the game comes from.
Okay.
That you get to use, except for there's aberrant sorceries, which comes from the Blood Star, which we'll talk to gods from now, but there's the one-eyed guy.
I love the way you say that. It's just like this like off-headed note. Like, there's aberrant magic from the Blood Star. We'll get to it. Like, yeah, all those words make sense.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You said, we'll get to it to gods.
Like, yeah, exactly.
We'll get there. Like,
yeah, we'll get there.
We got some more gods to get through before we get there. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's it. I don't want you to think that moon magic is the only magic. We got blood magics, too. Don't worry, baby.
Sick.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. We also have fire magic. So the one-eyed god of fire, who is worshipped by the fire giants. We only get to meet one fire giant by the time you play Elden Ring, because Radahn and not Mikaela, not Melania, Malika, the first one, the real Elden Lord that split herself into two.
Oh, Merica.
Merica, yeah. Merica.
Merica.
Merica, who also is Radagon. I didn't look that up today. I'm surprised it's still all in my brain. This is good. All right. Yeah, so the one-eyed god of fire, it's associated with the fire giants and fire monk incantations. It's possible that they're the same god as a frenzied flame, but it's pretty unlikely because there is like a plot point in the game if you play all the way through. You get to a point where you have to burn an Urd tree. And if you burn this Urd tree with the fire of the fire giants, then everything's cool. And you have to sacrifice your handmaiden, Melena.
Christ, yeah. George R.R., why did you do this?
Just Melena. So she's
three names in the entire fucking game, 40 characters.
Yeah. She's your handmaiden. She's the one you give your souls into. And you meet her like probably 30 minutes into the game in a bonfire kind of thing.
Yeah.
But she, you get kind of, one of the guys that we're going to meet soon, I'll get into the story in a little bit, but anyways, if you use the fire giant's fire, everything's cool. Everybody loves you. But if you use the frenzied flame fire to burn down the orange tree, which is more orange, than the reddish fire giant fire, then Melina, your maiden, turns on you and she leaves your party and makes the rest of her life about trying to kill you if you try and use the frenzied flame. So frenzied flame,
super chill and cool.
Yeah.
Super chill and cool.
Yeah. Also potentially significant, the visual motif found in the eye of the fire giant. That's the last picture that I sent to you guys. It's like one inner eye surrounded by eight smaller circles. It's found all over the place in the game, and we don't know why yet. It's on Godric the Grafted's crown on top of Divine Towers. Why is it significant? Maybe a few more months till that wiki page gets added, but
I mean, it's a ring, right? It's a ring around like a center thing, a ring of smaller planets or moons or stars. Or
the actual thing. Do you have the behind the scenes for that symbol?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows why it's significant.
No, it's a color balance. They adjusted the colors. It's actually just footage of one of the hemispheres of Jupiter. It's either the northern or southern hemisphere. But the reason why it's like swirling like that in game, it's footage of Jupiter that they just like drained out some of the other colors out of to make it all black and red.
Oh, very cool.
Cool. Which I thought was pretty cool behind the scenes information.
Yeah, it is really cool. Yeah, so it's probably significant to the game. Maybe it'll come in the DLC. Maybe there'll be something tying in the Dark Moon, the Stars, and the Primeval Current into the One-Eyed God of Fire. Who knows? But it could happen.
Yeah, I mean, would it be tying it into the... So do you see this only within the... You see it on the crown, and you see it in this... Because you see the one fire giant in the game, right?
Yeah,
you said?
And it zooms in on his eye in the cutscene where you get that picture that I sent to you, yeah.
Okay, so, but it's also on the other guy's crown. Is it like all these powerful like gods have this symbol, or is it just fire associated?
The only place we've seen it so far is on top of these towers in the game, and Godric Grafted's crown and the One-Eyed God of Fire's eye. So I don't. Godric the Grafted also is the kid of Merica who killed most of the he killed the head of all the giants and most of the giants. So I don't know why the son of the murderer of all the giants would have that on their crown, but...
Well, killed the king, took his crown.
That could be.
Would kind of make sense.
Yeah. Could be, yeah.
Okay. But you have to have a pretty big head.
Well, that's Godric the Grafted. He could just put, like, two people's arms on the side of his head so it would hold the crown for him.
Holding always holding the giant crown on his head.
So there's the Blood Star. This is a new god that's been added because people have been looking into sorceries that come from red glintstone. The blue glintstone's often like the moon. The purple one's the like gravity. The red one is aberrant sorceries or like blood sorceries.
Okay.
Yeah. These sorceries have been discovered by the guilty amid eternal darkness. After their eyes were gouged out by thorns, described in Briars of Punishment. So,
okay, well, who was guilty of the crime of gouging people's eyes out with thorns? That's what I want to know. What happened to those guys?
I haven't figured out who that god is yet.
Yeah.
There was just one guilty originally, and another guy poked his eyes out with thorns and said, oh, I guess I'm guilty, and handed the thorns to the next guy in line who stabbed his eyes out.
And all of a sudden, you've got a religion.
Yeah, the main bad guy that we're going to be talking about for the Frenzied Flame also has his eyes gouged out and takes the Frenzied Flame within himself because of all that pain and suffering. So there some ties together in that. But so Red Glintstone, like I said, It's really enjoyed by the people who have gone through a lot of pain. It's discovered by those exiled to the north for their crimes. There's a guy named Mad Tongue Alberic who wears a set of clothing that boosts the effects of aberrant sorceries. So if you're going blood magic build, you go kill Mad Tongue Alberic to get his 20% boost from his set.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is two episodes in a row where we've talked about some guy named Albrecht as well, which is interesting.
Yeah. I was just thinking the same thing. And I only recognize it because we recorded the last episode 2 hours ago.
Yeah, it's true. I did like the break for dinner. We don't normally do that when we record too. I feel refreshed. It was nice.
You're a little revitalized.
Yeah. Ate a burger.
My buddy never came by to get his Egyptian cotton shirt. He is apparently waiting to pick up a Switch from a guy on Craigslist.
What a guy.
Oh, wow.
I tell you, that's going to be some brother love right there. That's what I tell you.
Values a Switch over his Egyptian cotton shirt. Wow, priorities, dude.
Yeah, I know.
can you clothe yourself with a Switch? I didn't think so, bro.
Yeah, ready for a cold winter, Brendan. Okay, that's all. I'm calling you out if you ever fucking listen to this.
Yeah. The Blood Stars also associated with human sacrifices, as Red Glen Stone said to have been formed by their blood. So whenever you see a guy with a red glintstone staff shooting blood magic at you, it's a good chance it's some type of coagulated blood turned into a crystal at the end of their staff.
Oh, yeah. They're whipping prions at you to give you mad cow disease. Like,
oh, yeah. We had to put down 1,000 knights for mad cow disease. Yeah. They're inedible.
Yeah. We got Mad Tongue Alberic ate a steak of mad cow there, and now he's Mad Tongue, yeah.
I've seen one of the characters where he has, like, a telekinetic, like, corkscrew move with his sword where he shoots it out and it twirls around and does, like, really quick DPS. Is that Red Glintstone magic?
Maybe.
Did you see a picture of that, like, in your research? Okay.
It didn't come up. It's possible, though.
It's like wrapped in thorns, too. He's Kirk for this one. Kirk being the guy wearing the armor of thorns and dark souls.
Jamie, did you even research this episode? You don't know this one very specific move? Did you even read all the moves and their origins?
I'm just curious. I've seen fragments of it as well.
Well, I can give you something here. So thorn sorcerers, they're practitioners of aberrant sorcery. And they have staffs of the guilty, and they're often accompanied by fire monks. So if it's a fire monk or a thorn sorcerer, then yes.
You would think the thorn guys wouldn't want to hang out with the fire guys so much, right?
Yeah, and the fire monks, I think are aligned with the fire giants, too, at some point.
Okay.
I mean, that would make sense. That's where they get their power, right?
Yeah.
The one-eyed god of fire or whatever?
Yeah.
The one-eyed god of thorns.
Cool. He poked his other eye out with a thorn. Oh, maybe that's what happened to the one-eyed fire giant. Or the one-eyed god of fire. Maybe his other eye got poked out by a thorn. Well, I'm calling it the Warboys canon.
One-eyed fire giant, that's what I called my thing when I had to go to the hospital for gonorrhea.
Exactly. Right, penicillin.
So
that's a throwback to last week's bonus content, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Honestly, just wait and listen to it all at once when we come back, I think is the best idea. But
honestly, just stop listening to the Lore Boys right now. Wait till we've recorded every Lore Boys episode, then just listen to them all back to back.
Yeah. Pay for
4,000 episodes.
Yeah. Pay for 1 month of HBO like I do with Game of Thrones, and then never pay for it.
Oh man, Lore Boys on HBO Max. That's gonna be great.
Let's go. Yeah. Right up there with the Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah. The Red Glintstone is employed by the Blasphemous Practitioners on Mount Gelmir. So if the guy you're talking about is on Mount Gelmir, it's a good chance where there's Red Glintstone or there's Magma Sorceries, because Rykard's also doing his thing. The son of America, right? Who's a big fire snake.
Oh,
exactly.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And he's the Lord of Blasphemy or some shit.
He's got a cool fight, too. Like, you have to get a specific weapon to fight him. And it's, like, kind of like a polearm or a spear. And, like, every time you poke with it, it makes, like, this giant tornado at the end of it. So you can pretty much poke him from, like, half a football field away. But you have to be...
Is that the move that Peter was just talking about?
I don't think so.
No, I was talking about something else. He's talking about the fight from Demon Souls where you shoot wind at a giant stingray. And also the fight from Dark Souls 3 where you shoot wind at a giant. Now you get to shoot wind at a snake.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
Yeah.
And which I had a little bit of a hard time with, but then Sketchy Jesus like explained to me, oh, you know, you can just take that weapon that's at the beginning of the fight and just bring it back to town and upgrade it. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I just took the level one thing, upgrade it to like level 4 or 5 or something. It does double the damage, and then you go back and just knock the snake over. Yeah.
Me committing the blasphemous arts, just like, gee, I hope nobody sees this thing I left right in front of me. No,
So there's the Staff of the Guilty, which also resembles the large wooden stakes used to kill the fire giants. Those are another staff that these blood boys use.
Large wooden stake. You know what a stake is a lot like? A thorn.
It's true.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yep.
I'm seeing a freaking pattern, guys.
Yep. Fire giants can't come into your house unless you invite them to. Or something.
That is true. Yeah.
What, like just a big gray foot in your front door? It's just like, no, yeah. no, thank you. And then they just what? They walk away.
And they can eat garlic, but when they eat it, because they're fire, they just burn it right away and it gets really bitter. So they don't like garlic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You think Clifford the Big Red Dog is in the fire giant clan?
Probably the Aberrant Sorcery, right? The red crystal.
It could
He's
be.
Red magic.
Oh, yeah.
He could be, yeah, but... Yeah. Yeah, I guess
Who's the little girl in Clifford? Like, she committed some act of unbelievable, like, incredible blasphemy and was
human sacrifice,
a giant red dog. Yeah.
It's human sacrifice for a giant red dog.
Yeah, instead of him, like, breaking the door to the gymnasium, it's human sacrifice in a child's book.
Yeah. Like a Caillou's still beating heart.
Oh, man. Okay, so yeah, there's the Briars of Sin, which is mentioned in the item description of Shield of the Guilty, where it's said they crushed the eyes of a maiden before she was reborn in this land. So what that means, up to interpretation.
A lot to do with eyes.
Briars, Thornbush, too. Like, so that makes sense. The guy that I Google is like Knight of the Briar. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, the Shield of the Guilty inflicts hemorrhage when bashed against an opponent, so a little blood magic for you.
Okay.
Also known as just making someone bleed by hitting them with a blunt object. So it could be another title for the Formless Mother. Mog's Blood God could be the same as the Blood Star. But they both like self-injury and sacrifice. But Moog's sanguine nobles don't use red glintstones or have the tools to create it, based on anything we've seen in the game so far.
Okay.
And their desire for luxury, power, and love goes against the maddened, self-flagellating attitude of the Thorn Sorcerers. Thorn Sorcerers are all about beating themselves up, and Moog's folks are kind of vying for power and stuff. So
they daintily sit on ottomans and whatnot. It's a totally different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Versus being that... That guy who just like puts a bunch of barbed wire into a wheelbarrow and does a front flip into it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Whoop, whoop.
Superhuman TV show is absolutely a follower of the blood crystals or whatever.
Yeah.
Blood Star.
The Blood Star, yeah. Blood Star, whoop, whoop.
Today I'm going to be body slipping Lego Hot Wheels in a wheelbarrow full of my own blood.
I'm going to eat a light bulb today. Whoop, whoop.
I love him.
There's the unnamed god of the Deathbirds. That's the next one that we're coming up with. It's another new one that's come up.
This is the picture. This is a picture, right?
It's a picture of a death bird, not of a god, but of a death bird.
Jamie shared some pictures before we started this episode, so we can look at them all. This one, I was gonna ask if it was real or if this was like a fake one that somebody had made. So stupid.
And it kind of looks painted on, like that one picture that I did send, but...
There's something weird with the saturation because the health bars are like too red almost, so they look like... It looks like fake in some ways. But I guess it's like a child's skull with like the jaw missing on top of a very large and lengthy and leathery looking body with wings.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a better picture, but I gotta be honest, they all look kind of fake and dumb.
I wasn't sure. I was like, this could go either way. This could be like a wacky design for something, or this could just be like some fake meme that Jamie's trying to get us with. I don't know.
No, this is a boss. I've never fought the boss. It's an optional secret boss, I guess. Or like, maybe not secret, but you won't run into it automatically.
I hope it's not a fucking secret, because you just fucking told us, dude. Told the whole world. Don't tell Jamie your secrets. Fucking say it on a podcast.
So they think that that
you didn't tell anybody I had a crush on Corey, did you?
On the last Jamie? Episode we recorded.
I can't say anything here.
Okay, check it.
Yeah. Deathbird very much like has a skull, like Ethan said, supposed to probably be a servant of embodied death itself. We never get to meet like a Hood type character or a Death type character
I typically meet Death a lot in FromSoft games.
So. Yeah, I guess you get to die, but you don't get to meet him yourself. You know, like doesn't escort you through the gates like Beak got escorted by Hood or whatever. But
yeah,
not
worthy of getting greeted by Hermes.
No, exactly. So the description for the Twinbird kite shield says Twinbird is said to be the envoy of an outer god, possibly associated with Black Flame, maybe the Godskin. You have to fight these Godskin twins and then the Godskin apostle, I think, in two separate fights. They're just ugly, big flaps of skin.
They're pretty notorious bosses where they not only is like a horribly imbalanced gank fight, but also they're very gross looking. They're clearly wearing like ill-fitting skin suits over whatever their actual bodies are.
Yeah. And which they think that it might be this god of death that the Deathbirds also follow. They follow a figure known as Gloam or Dusk-Eyed Queen, who ruled the Godskin before being defeated by Malekith, we think, but not confirmed.
Okay.
Another reason why death might be a thing is because if we remember back to how the Elden Ring got shattered in the first place, there's something called the Black Knife, Malekith's Black Blade, that dealt holy damage to the Golden Order. So they think that this could have been like Death's Blade, because we don't really know what that power comes from. It's unclear whether Death is an independent outer god or not. Maybe an aspect of the greater will, a different type of power. The death sorceries and the references to the Deathbird suggest that they don't work the same way as other magic, that they're a little bit different. Like, for example, magma sorceries, which were brought into use by Rykard after discovering ancient hexes in Mount Gelmir, they're conceptually different than the power of the giant's flame incantations. And the death sorceries are described as being the way death was handled in the Lands Between prior to the Erd Tree, and presumably before the Golden Order. So death could be like a type of power or a force within the world that just always existed too. It's hard to say. Yeah.
Could be the whole god, plot of like,
could be force.
Yeah. The whole plot of like the whole like through line of one of the episodes we already did was like the rune of death, which is how you kill a god opposed to natural death. What this might be.
Yeah. And it could be that the Rune of Death was made by this god, too, if this god exists.
Or made of, if it's a rune, like somebody carved it into that primordial force that is death.
Exactly. Like that. So we don't know what it is, but right now they're calling it the unnamed god of the Deathbirds or unnamed death. But that's something that probably exists out there. One more and one last outer god as of September 25th, 2022. I'm sure there'll be more as more DLC comes out and whatnot. But there's an unnamed ancient god of dragons. And it's worshipped by Dragon Lord Placidusax, which you can see a picture of the boss. Pretty awesome looking dragon, dude.
I've watched videos of this fight. It's insane. And one of the things I've always noticed that no one has mentioned in even Vadi Vidya in any of the stuff that I've seen is when you approach Placidusax, he is like coiled up and only has two heads left of what I think are three because he has like a neck stump. He's in the same position as the two fingers. He's like coiled up like a snake with both his heads pointing upwards as well.
Oh, true. Yeah.
When you go into the arena.
That could be a reference to like once following the Frenzied Flame. And then being converted forcefully to the greater will if it's turning from three to two.
That's my lore boy's canon that I've been thinking about just in some of the videos I've watched. I was like, he looks like the two fingers.
Yeah.
And then, is missing a head too.
Missing that third finger, like Jamie said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I like that.
Do we think that he has managed to, because you said that you couldn't like fully purge the frenzied flame, like once you take it in, it's always the bad ending. Do we think that Placidus Sax managed to, you know, purge himself of the fire?
It's possible. So if you remember back to Millennia and Mikella episode, there was Mikella's golden needle or Mikella's needle.
And oh yeah,
he was the only one that we knew of that figured out how to get rid of a meddling outer god, and he used this needle. This
like
needle,
special gold or something, right?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be above the power of, or outside the power of outer gods. And if you do the frenzied flame ending, so whenever you beat the fire dragon, instead of purging Melina into the fire, sacrificing her to burn the Erd Tree, if you use the frenzied flame to burn the Erd Tree, you can still go beat Millennia, acquire the needle, go back to what's his name? It's another Emnet, Millicent, and tell him that you got the needle back, and then he'll be like, okay, that's not just an unalloyed gold needle, that's Mikella's fuck off outer god's needle, and you can prick yourself with to get rid of the frenzied flame ending. But that's the only way.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. You have to beat the hardest boss in the game by far and complete a storyline that's not always clear where you're supposed to go. Then you get a needle, then you can get out of the frenzied flame. So But the unnamed ancient god of dragons, he wasn't a god worshipped by dragon lord Placidus Sax. In the age before the Erd Tree, was actually an Elden Lord. I don't know how you be an Elden Lord before the Elden Ring comes to Earth, but somehow it's unclear whether Placidus Sax was an Elden Lord in the same sense as like Godfrey, or he was a demigod that had a power of a separate outer god, this unnamed ancient god of dragons, that just put him on the same primal power level.
On the tier list.
Yeah, exactly.
They use lightning. The dragons use lightning magic. They don't use fire or anything like that, right?
I haven't fought many. Honestly, most dragons, you can just like run your horse around the side of them and not have to fight them. So I've done that most of the time.
I know, because I know in the trailer, there's that one like wicked shot of the dragon like reaching up and catching a lightning bolt out of the air. That's been like burned into my brain because it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. But obviously, having not actually played it, I'm not 100% certain. But yeah.
Well, cool. This is a list of all the outer gods for now. We're just a bit over halfway through, so we'll take a break and we'll come back to talk about the Frenzied Flame, a guy named Shabriri, and how that all ties together. So
with LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome back to the Frenzied Flame. I typed this very sloppily when I was saving the file name, so it looks more like Fiend Flame, something like that.
Fiend Flame, yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Feet Finder Flame.
Yep.
And you clearly have caps lock on and held shift and just let it go because it's lowercase f on both and all caps otherwise.
Yeah, yep. All my words are like me, bottom heavy, baby.
Yeah, girl.
All right, so Frenzied Flame, what is it? It's, what do we know about it? It's far less present than the Greater Will, but it has an influence on the lands between. Greater Will is about law and order. Frenzied Flame is about chaos and madness.
Well, I mean, it's right there in the name.
Yeah. So even though they're opposites, the two outer gods seem to be connected. Like I said, 2 + 3 = 5. And that's how many fingers they have for each of their, the people who kind of, like their bishops, I guess. I'm not sure what to even call them. But
they're avatars, if
avatars.
You will.
Avatars. Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of like the Pope. They do, like, receive the will. Imagine the Pope himself was just two big hairy fingers. Try and imagine.
I always do.
Yeah. He's here in Canada apologizing to people for the crimes of the Catholic Church, you know.
Yeah, apologizing for two giant hairy fingers.
Yeah. and all the evil that they've wrought.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Abort.
Yeah. The church doesn't like that either. But due to this commonality, a widely believed theory is that the greater will and frenzied flame were once outer god that split into two, like I said. But this is like way before outer gods came to the lands between, way before anything that we talk about in game. So it's pretty big speculation.
It would be properly balanced if it was just like ultimate order and ultimate chaos, if they were the five fingers of one hand. That's a very balanced mood, right? Like that's a good high that you can write.
The end result, I guess, is the same kind of like we talked about before with entropy. Like the frenzied flame's like final wish has way more order than the greater will does, because everything is destroyed and like perfectly uniform, and everything's either fire or ash or the same thing, you know, it's uniform.
Yeah, but the Golden Order, like Merica and her husband that she transformed into, also smashed the fucking Elden Ring into pieces, right? Like, it wasn't really the greater will's fault in that case.
You could argue that greater will is more chaos than frenzied flame in their end goal, but
that's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everything's just on fire. It's very simple. I don't see what's disorganized whatsoever.
It's kind of interesting that if they did come from the same place too, that they kind of have the same interests in different ways. They play off of each other. I like it.
I mean, I can also see like the frenzied flame being a true outer god, and the greater will being like its own thing. Like they didn't come from the same place, but at some point, the greater will gets corrupted by the frenzied flame and realizes it has to sever this part of itself that turns into this manifestation of three fingers.
Right.
So it's like the will to cut off three of your own fingers to save the hand kind of thing.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. This is Master Hand. You've lived an entire life not knowing what it meant to worship complete chaos. I have placed a pair of scissors in front of you that requires only two fingers. Will you be able to cut off three fingers and able to save your life?
I had no idea what you were talking about.
Me and Pete just looking at each other over my camera, like, what are you
doing? Like, what is this an impression of? Master Hand being the bad guy from Super Smash, right?
Yeah. And then it's the guy on the little tricycle.
The puppet from Saw.
Yeah. For some reason, he has cancer, so he should torture everybody else into loving their life. I don't get it. But
He beat cancer, and his wife's baby, like his baby was killed by a junkie like running out of a hospital. She gets hit in the stomach with a door. So he's like the first guy that he tortures.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
And then he gets a taste for it. So it didn't occur to me until you said Master Hand, but is it a meme in the Elden Ring community that this is just Smash Bros. Lore, finally?
No, I was joking about that ourselves.
I was like, it is.
Okay.
Right? There's Master Hand, and then you get Crazy Hand, and like the later is it?
Frenzied Hand.
Right? Oh, okay, there we go.
Like, you get the ordered hand, and you get the like the erratic one later on.
Yeah, the one like...
You're
all like,
yeah, it's always twitching
and twitching and
Well, yeah, that's why it's like you've got like the two fingers of a cartoon glove in the round table hold that you take all your like spiritual orders from, right?
Yeah. Well, they split up. Betty Crocker wanted to rebrand, and the hamburger helper guy who was talking about Asian helper for too long, they had to tear that persona off. Yeah.
Oh, man. So George R.R. just ripped off Super Smash Bros. Lore for this.
Yep.
For this entire
Lore Boys canon. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So how did the Frenzy Flame come to the lands between? There's one item description that talks about this.
Luigi burning his eyes out with a frenzied flame.
Yeah. He's going to... Shibiri will be Luigi, I guess. And
Okay. Yeah.
You remember the trailer for Smash Ultimate when they're looking at the Smash logo all on fire?
True.
Oh, that was the
and it's reflected
it.
In their eyes. Like, come
figured
on, it's
it
all
out.
There. This whole game is just Smash 6, Smash 5, Smash 6, right?
So there's one item that talks about how it got the Frenzy of Flame came to the lands between, And the Howl of Shabiri is an incantation. And it says that the sickness of the flame of frenzy began with Shabiri, the most reviled man in all of history. So who the heck is Shabiri / Luigi?
Was he reviled for bringing the flame, or was he just reviled beforehand and ended up with the flame?
Is this the end point of being canceled on Twitter? Is that how bad it's going to get?
We don't know. All we know from before him being like the avatar of the frenzied flame is that his eyes were gouged out because the talisman created Shabrir's woe mentions that Shabrir was a man whose eyes were gouged out and the frenzied flame entered his eyes. And since then, Shabiri has been spreading the frenzy flame influence.
Okay, this was the guy that you talked about earlier as the guy who like took it in as his pain of having his eyes gouged out.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So that's all we have. Do we know if he was like this was done to him by the thorn people, and he was one of the guilty, or we don't know any of that?
All we know is his crime was, I think, slander. So he was talking shit, someone took his eyes out, and in all of his pain, he took in this outer god. Which is, like, Shabiri, like, an Empyrean, because he's not mentioned in any of these, like, family trees. And usually only Empyreans can take on an outer god, so...
His name doesn't start with an M, so I'm going to think he's unrelated.
Yeah, no G, R, or M, it's an S, so...
Yeah, and do you also, like, meet a different parallel character named Shabori at some point?
No, but he does have a different name that he appears under, of course.
Does that start with a G or an R or an M?
Starts with a Y, Yura. So he manifests, even after his death, because he's implied to be dead now, but he manifests in corpses. Such as Yura's. I posted a picture. This guy with a big hat that you meet like on your way up to the fire giant fight. And you meet him and he seems like a nice guy, but he's pulling con man moves on you.
He has a big hat, so big that it droops down to like his shoulders, and he's got little sneaky eye holes in the hat that he can peek at you through.
Oh, I didn't notice that. That is sneaky.
Yeah, it looks like an umbrella with a bunch of like it looks like you made like a papercraft
like
snowflake. Yeah, like a papercraft snowflake lampshade, basically. Yeah.
He's like as much as you could get a quest giver in this game. He's the one who tells you about the three fingers below the capital, because he knows that as you're going up to fight past the fire giant, you're gonna get to the forge of the giants where you steal the flame to light the Erd tree on fire. But in order to do this, you have to sacrifice your handmaiden, which is Melina. So he's like, your handmaiden seems cool. Why would you want to sacrifice a girl when you could just go kill some three fingers and then take a different flame and burn down the Erd tree? Doesn't this seem
like you don't want that flame. It's late. That's a boring flame, dude. I know the flame can get you high for real. Don't worry. Yeah. Peeking through his lampshade hat.
Exactly. And it's also proven that the Tarnished was not the first person that Shabiri has tried to convince either, you being the Tarnished when you play. There's another person named Vike. So that's Peter and I talked about this before the call, but Vike is the dude on the front when you buy the game, right?
Yeah, I mean, I heard that. Of course, I haven't played it, but I heard in some lore video, Vike is the guy on the cover of Elden Ring, the knight that's like got his sword in the ground. He looks very despondent below the ring in the sky. That's Vike.
So Vike, he was a previous Tarnished. He was before you, one of the people who tried to do the same thing, follow the greater will, become the Elden Lord, and bring forth prosperity and peace kind of thing. But he falls for this trap.
Yeah, I got a quote. I looked him up to try and see if he was if I could find the thing about the box art. Quote, "No other Tarnished was closer to the throne of the Elden Lord than Vike. But without announcement, Vike traveled far below the capital and was scorched by the flame of frenzy. Did he make this choice for his maiden, or did some other force lure him with suggestion?" Just like,
His armor is so fucking cool, too. It's like melted knight armor.
Yeah. It's a combo of the two. So it is said that he took Shabiri's advice, and he went down to fight the Three Fingers underneath the sewers. Like, if you've played this far in the game, this is pretty much where I stopped, because I guess I'm not as gamer as the rest of you guys. But this is, like, really close to the end. You're probably, like, two major boss fights from the end if you just skipped all the optional bosses. So he got, like, two boss fights from the end, Vike did. Vike. And then, yeah, lost it all. And in the end, it didn't really matter.
Yeah. Got tricked, dude.
Yep.
Teehee, heard you were going to find some fire. Teehee, I know some good fire. Teehee.
So you can actually find Vike in the game if you go to an area that's entirely dedicated to the Frenzied Flame. A small village in the north corner of Liurnia. All of its inhabitants have gone mad because they succumbed to the Frenzied Flame. And the village has a tower that can inflict madness upon any person who comes by. Some like Sauron shit at the top.
And
some fans believe that Shaburi founded the village or had some hand in building the tower, and then all the folks fell to it. But I think you do fight Vike as like Frenzied Fingerprint Vike or something, and he's like one of those red named people that come up that you have to fight.
Invader, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It is. He's festering. Festering Fingerprint.
Okay. I got half of it. So like
that's
how
the thing you would say getting ready for theater class, like festering fingerprints.
Yeah. Vocal warm up.
Yeah.
I do love that this town at the north end of wherever where there's all the crazy people live, like all the tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists are like, yeah, the CIA has radio towers that'll turn you gay, and they have a radio tower that turns people crazy. Like
yeah, Euro went in, or Shaburi went in and set up 5G. That's what's part of everybody's eyes.
That's what the outer god is, 5G.
Yeah.
So five fingers?
5G's on a hand?
It started as 3G, right? It used to be 3G. They skip 4G pretty much.
Yep. Five,
bro.
G stands for digit, like finger. Or finger. It's right in the middle of all of these, you know?
Yeah. It's at the center of it.
So the summoning of the Frenzied Flame, like how did it get to be in Shaburi's eyes kind of thing? There was going to be a quest that had more explanation of the Frenzied Flame that got cut last minute. But they think it has to do something with a great caravan that had a bunch of merchants. But someone took the entire clan of merchants and as some type of punishment buried them alive in the Cathedral of the Forsaken.
Chill.
Yeah. They chanted a curse of despair and summoned the Frenzied Flame. So they think that the mass suffering of people being buried alive and slowly dying, along with chanting, I don't know, like, bring forth the next challenger, whatever the Master Hand would say.
Yeah.
You failed the time trials yet again. Something like that.
That's pretty consistent with Shaburi too, where it's like there was intense suffering, and like I can't remember. There's a word for it where it's like where you just once you've been through enough, you just want to watch the world burn. Like, like once you're too jaded, you're too traumatized, whatever, and you're just like now it's like there's no saving humanity. I mean, it's a trope in like a lot of villains, right? Where it's like there's no redeeming this. We just got to burn it all down.
Yeah. Elrond's wife goes through something similar after getting attacked by orcs. She gets like stabbed and she gets a wound that Elrond's able to completely heal, but her spirit is just completely gone and she doesn't give a shit about anything anymore. And then they send her back out west to like Elfland. I don't know if that cured her or not, but it left Elrond all alone at the tender age of like 6,500 years old or something.
Yeah. That's why he's so grumpy all the time.
Yeah. Tolkien stuff coming eventually. I am very into it right now. So like we said, the mass suffering might have been what brought it on. We think this is what kind of brought the lands between, or Middle Earth, I guess, the lands between, like, it brought the Frenzied Flame's eye to look at Middle Earth, and then he found Shaburi a little bit longer, like, down the line, eyes gouged out for the crime of slander, goes and his eyes light up with the two big red things, and there we go, a body for the Frenzied Flame.
Okay.
Nice. Good for
Maybe
him.
Maybe it doesn't want to kill him.
Could be, yeah. So, like I said, some content was cut. Hints of it linger in Elden Ring, So if a player listens to Shibiri and goes under the capital, they'll find a ton of merchant corpses and a couple of survivors playing their string instruments. So that's probably where the mass burying alive happened. Another link to the merchants is in the nomadic merchants' finery description that states many merchants once lived as a great caravan, but all were buried alive due to their heretical beliefs underground, and then they summoned the flame of frenzy. So it happens in item descriptions.
That's kind of always bothered me about Dark Souls, despite my total love for the majority of the games, maybe minus Dark Souls 2. Despite how good they are and how cool everything is, I really want to play through the like prehistory of a Dark Souls game.
Yeah.
Like,
I love, and we talked about it last week and every week about like expository storytelling and all that. Dark Souls does it too much, I think, where like, I just want to play a Dark Souls game this when I play, you know? I don't have to do this all like scrolling through all the item descriptions and everything.
But, yeah. And they almost made it so you would know this story. If they didn't cut that mission, it might be more obvious, but for now, it's like in 4 item descriptions that you have to find. Yeah.
I don't know, like some of the like crazy brutal stuff, like it, like actually like all the crazy brutal stuff that you do for the Outer Gods all sounds really fucking cool. And it, and like, and but every single FromSoft game, as good as they are, is just like, yeah, man, you're at the end of time. Just reset the thing. Just do it. Yeah, you just turn the planet off again. I don't care how you do it. You burn it all to ashes or you worship the Elden Lords. Just
get her done.
If we can just like tune in football.
Yep. Oh, wait. Since I'm talking so much about like the Master Hand and stuff, can I call this Glover 2 and release it to them?
Yes.
Can we put one of the fake titles as Glover 2 so hopefully they get scared?
We put all the fake titles as Glover 2.
All right. All right. Okay. So this is kind of like the backstory. Now in game, you meet Shibiri in disguise. Do you go down and meet Three Fingers to save your handmaiden, which seems like the good thing to do? Or do you just ignore it and go through the fire giants and
you're fucking burned like that, like Vike's armor? You're like, I did this for you, baby.
And she legitimately hates you and wants to kill you as soon as you do it too. Not only she really hates that you do this.
Oh my god, you're so cringe.
Yeah, the Two Fingers said no simping.
Yeah. You saved my life. What a cuck. So, like I said, if you go down and interact with the Three Fingers, you get this whole cutscene where it kind of wraps the Three Fingers around you, grants you the Flame of Frenzy, which kind of lives within you like it lives within Shibiri. And then if you go and beat the Elden Beast, the Tarnished becomes the Lord of the Frenzied Flame. That's, I think, the second last photo I gave you, which is like a guy in a suit of armor with like a Sauron's eye for a head.
It looks like a star.
Yeah, a sun, yeah.
Like yeah. That. That's you becoming the Lord of Frenzied Flame. And if you're the Outer God is released from its bonds as soon as you kill the Elden Beast, and just the lands between start to burn. Melina, your handmaiden, vows to bring the new Lord of the Frenzied Flame their destined death. So your new enemy, if there was an Elden Ring too, and you got that ending, is you would be fighting your old handmaiden. But
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Frenzied Flame, which is...
Fight my ex-girlfriend simulator.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's why she became your ex, is because you guys were always fighting, right? You had the upper hand. You had the three.
It's your fucking fault, bro.
Yeah, you had the three fingers. You had the upper hand. She only had the two.
Yeah.
I dumped boiling hot bacon grease all over my face for her, and she didn't even appreciate it.
Yeah.
Women just don't appreciate a nice guy like me.
Dad, I lit myself on fire, and the three fingers said my name on stream.
You don't understand, Dad.
Yeah, so the Frenzied Flame is considered to be like the ultimate bad ending in Elden Ring because it destroys everything rather than saving the lands between and its people. Like,
now, I would like to play devil's advocate here, just because I think I've seen the cutscene at least. Is the Elden Ring and the Golden Order caused all this?
Yeah,
and that is like, you know, it's kind of like the winners write history, or like it's they're writing from a biased perspective, where like the game probably wants you to think following the Elden Ring or the moon is the good ending TM. But all these people cause this fucking problem in the first place.
Yeah. I mean,
and like, oh yeah, the Frenzy Flame's the bad guy because he, whatever, took up residence in the skull of a man who was punished for blasphemy, which again is bullshit. That's the Golden
that's
Order.
Not a, to tell... That's not a crime.
Yeah, think, exactly. That's the Golden Order telling him what he can't do.
I think like the Elden Ring ending or whatever, where you become the Elden Beast is like, meh. I think that could go either way, but I think that Rani's ending, where you save Rani and you're sending like basically humanity to the stars to discover the universe. I think to me that's the good ending, rather than burning everything to down. But
yeah. I'm not quite so jaded or anything like that. I'm just saying, let's hear the frenzied flame out. And if it's just a bunch of like screaming, burning noise, then okay, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah. Sure, they got a flaming sun for a head, but look at their nice tie. They just want to talk about the Bible. Come on, let them in.
So if you're listening to this and you made it an hour in and you're running around trying to figure out how do I get this frenzied flame out of me now that I got it in me, like I said earlier, just go ahead and do Millicent's questline and get Mikella's Needle, and it's the only known item that can repel an outer god's meddlings. You give yourself a little prick on the left arm, and all the 5G will leave you.
Wait, you're saying a vaccine cures 5G?
I don't think so, buddy. Yep.
That's not how it works.
Are you going to go into the quest steps at all? Because there is like another eye thing that I know about just from other videos.
No, this was going to be the end, but go for it. I know
There's like a blind woman who gives you quest steps, and you're constantly feeding her Shibiri grapes, but they're actually like human eyes that you pluck out of people's heads.
Yeah, her name
and
is...
she doesn't know.
Her name's like Heikela or something, or Hakela. I have it somewhere here.
Heikela.
Hayeta.
I think you're thinking of Helen Keller, which is different.
Her name's Hayeta, and she is part of the reason why we think the Frenzied Flame and the Greater Will were merged. Because she says all that there is came from the one great.
Oh, okay.
And that's what she tells you after you feed her a human eye, which is called a Shibiri grape. Yummy.
So the item description on a Shibiri grape is a yellowing, oozing eyeball of the infirm. The surface is shriveled and the inside is squishy, not unlike a large, overly ripe grape. Mm-hmm. Give to the blind maiden to guide her to the distant light. So are we saying the distant light is the frenzied flame and you're actually guiding her towards the frenzied flame by giving her these eyes?
Probably, because it is the quest line for the frenzied flame. So I think it would be, yeah. But yeah. It's also, you by the end of it, you can get the needle too. So it's up to you how you go with it.
Yeah, you can always like opt out of your 5G quest, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I opt out of my 5G quest.
That has been the frenzied flame. I think our fourth Elden Ring episode. There still is more to cover. People are still figuring out stuff all the time. So if this is your thing, and I know it's a lot of people's things, let us know. And I'd be happy to revisit it again. But for the time being, my name has been James, and you can find me on Discord in the link below. You can hang out and talk with us in the Discord. If you're a sub, you can be in the Prime Folks chat, and you can get a couple teasers. We might tell you that this is Glover 2. You know? You never know.
Maybe you were told on Monday that this is all Glover 2. Oops, all Glover 2. Peter, what's going on in the art world these days?
Oh, you know, at Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram. Maybe there's discussion of some sort of advertisement for my comic out, depending on when I can get together with my publisher. We've been talking about that to get out some kind of teaser, some kind of intro, finally. There's enough done, but of course it's like... all of our schedules need to coalesce and we need to find a time to do that. And I can't see the future. Maybe in 3 weeks time, that's done. And there it is. I hope you liked it. otherwise, yeah, you can hit me up on Discord linked below. Sometimes I'm on there all the time. Sometimes I'm off for a few days. Just come say hi. Request something cool.
Yeah. Again, big thanks to new patrons. What's her face? So-and-so and the ugly one. Thanks for joining the Prime Folks crew. Like Jamie said, if you guys want to get in touch, we do have a Discord. The link is down below. You can also email us contact@loreboys.com or loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. Send your emails there and one day we'll read them on air.
Yeah.
For you.
New patrons are, like we said, might be a little gap in us getting to you, but we will get to you in about well, I don't know from this episode, but in 3 weeks' time from when we recorded, and whenever this goes out, but we'll get to you, not to worry. And if you do become a patron in that time, you will still get access to all the extra content, to all the extra channels, which we'll still be chatting in. We're doing a little prepping. We're getting organized, guys.
We're doing a little prepping. Ice is doing a little pupping behind James.
Oh, yeah, a little husky claw.
She's hasn't gone out and had her dinner yet, so we're about there. Yeah.
And if you guys want to become one of those patrons, patreon.com/theloreboys. We have a couple different tiers. You can get the loser titles, you can get the bonus audio, you can get the scripts, you can get a whole bunch of good stuff there. So head on over to Patreon, check it out. There's also a link in the description for this episode, as well as to our merch store if you guys are interested in any merch. If you guys want to suggest merch from some of the goofs and gaffs that we've had or some of the art that Peter's drawn, you can ask or request it on Discord, where we'd be happy to accommodate. We've got a feisty husky in the
background. Oh my god, she's really wanting to... Ice, you want to say hi to the podcast? Ooh! a little woof.
Yeah. A little dance.
Yeah. And if you guys don't trust Patreon, we do, of course, have Lore Boys Prime that we have always had. Now, we are looking for some volunteers to draw in a great celestial body from outer space. I was doing some amateur telescoping the other day. I saw what looked like a giant astral body of a elementary school principal with his pants down around his butt and a sign that says, "Hi, I'm Big Butt Skitter." we need to bury some people alive in order to try and get that. So if you guys want to volunteer to be buried alive for the Lore Boys, then you need to get in touch with us via Lore Boys Prime. It will be a $5.99 a month subscription fee until whenever you're unburied.
We won't kill you. The dirt might.
Yeah. We're not legally responsible for anything that happens to you once you're underground.
Yeah.
So as long as we don't kill you with the shovel or the dirt, then what you do with your time underground is completely and entirely up to you. Mm-hmm. And we will have you guys sign some waivers to that effect, basically.
Yeah.
But it's a great opportunity to maybe this will attract the great big butt man in the sky down to Earth to spend time with us.
Yeah, those waivers.
We can take him into our body.
Those waivers only wave with three fingers, baby.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that would constitute a Lore Boys.
Lore Boys.
Awoo!
Eyes out.
One kidney, 250,000. Not bad.
Nice. You can live pretty comfortably with one.
Your whole ass stomach, $500. Your shoulder, $500. Who's getting rid of a shoulder for $500?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.